what year the bus was, but it had to be so old. I mean, it was just, you know, you weren't even sure you were going to get home on the bus. So it was just a lot of fun. It really was. Things have really changed. Mm-hmm. And it changed for the good. Mm-hmm. And Roswell's changed for the good.
What do you think's really changed about Roswell?
Well, I'm just so delighted that they, the people got together and did the historic district.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rec department is just fantastic.
My brother played basketball here when he was younger.
He did?
Dave, he went to Centennial High School.
Oh, he went to Centennial. Yeah. I probably would have known him, yeah. Yeah, well, the recreation department is just wonderful.
Yeah.
A lot of that goes to Pug and Bill and Don. And at that time, the JCs were really active, too, and helped a lot with the...
What kind of things did the JCs do?
Well, they did a lot of really good things, you know, to money-wise. They did a lot of... I'm not sure exactly. They helped a lot in the rec department. I know. I'm trying to think of something else I might could say.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I've got all my dates and things
right.
Don't
worry about it.
I thought it was interesting that we had driver's education when we were in high school.
Oh, you did?
And I learned to drive a car, and my parents didn't even have a car. And I thought that was interesting.
When did you get your first car? When did you start?
Oh, I didn't get my first car until I was out of school and worked for, about 3 years. Because I worked in Atlanta and I rode the bus to
How long did it take on the bus to get to Atlanta that time?
Oh.
Probably as long as it does now, but...
about as long as it does now with the traffic, but no traffic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then a lot of people would just get together and have rides. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody would drive the car and go and pick up people, and they'd pay so much to ride and stuff.
That's nice, yeah.
Did
they have dances when you were in high school? Did they have school dances at the time?
We did.
Was that an important event in high school?
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah, because you got to have a neat dress and all that. And they'd have a lot of dances or something at the football games because none of the football players would want to come because they were exhausted.
Yeah.
So, you know, but there was activities there. We had a lot of activities there. And some great teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Great teachers.
Do you remember anything you learned as a driver's ed, anything in school? What are your favorite subjects or things you liked learning when you were in school here?
Well, all of our teachers, all the teachers I had were just really great. My first grade teacher was Miss Jessie, and she died not long ago. She was in her 90s, very alert, and she was wonderful. Miss was my second grade teacher, and this was in the second grade. We had, she led a group of us, and this was girls. I think there was about four or five of the girls. We were going to fix up a playroom in our room with curtains and things. So she let us, I remember we walked. We had to get permission from the parents to walk from the elementary school down to the Roswell store, which was downtown, you know, to get the material and things like that. We had really good teachers, good high school teachers too. Mr. B was our chemistry and biology teacher, and he had was a very unusual person, very, very smart, but he was really good, and sometimes he had an old car, and sometimes he'd let the boys borrow his car to do different things, you know. So.
Did the teachers all live in Roswell, too? Did most of them live in the
most
area?
Of them did, yes. Most of them, I think, lived here, yeah. Miss was my seventh grade teacher, and she was very special. In fact, when Jack and I married, she played the piano for us, because she was really, really a neat lady. Her daughter's Rose.